When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106 7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. Streaming live on that free Odyssey app. You can take us on the go. Listen to us all across the country. We're basking in another Victory Monday brought to you by Chiniga Mios, a 2024 top workplace. Visit careers with MIOS.com. Jason mentioned this earlier in the show, and then during our interview with John Keim brought up a potential trade. So we put up the poll of the day brought to you by Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, loved throughout the DMV. Do you want to see the Commanders make a move before the deadline? 800-636-1067. Poll's only been up for 7 minutes. 82% say yes. Does Cakes the GM want to see them make a move?
I agree with John Kahn that it'll be like a fringy type of move. You're not going to give up like big draft capital or assets.
You're not giving
to make
up a second or third rounder.
But yeah, I would like to see them do something maybe to tweak the rushing defense because, I mean, let's be honest, it looked abysmal in the first half against the Giants.
I don't know what position, though.
I don't know. I mean,
maybe get some more depth at defensive line since guys are getting banged up.
They have so many tackles.
Maybe it's another safety.
Maybe they can find somebody
better.
Who are they
going to give up on?
I don't know.
I mean, like, if you actually think about it plausibly.
Like maybe there's somebody out there better than Fedarian Mathis.
What if Mathis is banged up?
He's like the only guy that you would potentially give up. You're not going to give up on the other guys.
I'm not saying you're giving up on guys, but just to add depth.
Somebody down.
So my point is, do you think that, I mean, this team's 7-2, right? They beat the Steelers, are 8-2 before a massive game, a division game against the Eagles. Maybe they think, all right, the Eagles are the one team we need to beat if we think we can win the division because the Cowboys are done, the Giants are done. So how can we beat the Eagles? All right, how do we get stronger to beat the Eagles? So maybe they look at those two games and go, these are the most critical games.
I know.
And then going forward in the playoffs, all right, what makes us better? Because maybe I understand that they're rebuilding based on last year and they just completely gutted the roster and they've got a rookie quarterback. But maybe they feel, you know what? We're good enough this year.
Right. They
might
go for it.
I'm telling you, I don't know who they would get rid of at this point. Like at linebacker, they're not going to move those guys, like John said. Those are your linebackers.
I'm not saying you're getting rid of.
You don't have to get rid of Mathis, but you can make him inactive on game days if you find a depth piece out there that you feel is better.
Or you're just adding to that unit, like you're just adding to the secondary.
Right. You don't need to.
I'm not saying you're trading anybody.
You don't need to shut down Mathis. Like you just add a piece to the room.
If you could find one better. I mean, not that I think Mathis is great. He would be the only one I would think. I wouldn't be surprised if they move Manny Forbes, if anybody would take him.
Well, I mean, who's going to give you anything of value for Manny
Forbes?
He's
a former first-round pick a year and a half ago. Maybe you could get a fourth or fifth rounder. I don't know.
They were able to move Jahan Dotson.
Yeah, they found a team to take Dotson. That is true. But I don't think you'd fetch more than like a sixth or seventh rounder for Manny Forbes.
All right.
But if people are looking at him like, you can't even play for you guys. Like, why would we give up a fourth or a fifth round pick?
Just because you liked him coming out of the draft.
Hey, look, your questions are valid. I'm just saying maybe
there's... I don't know where it would
maybe
work.
There's just a guy out there we think can help us going forward for the last eight, nine weeks, and especially against the Eagles, to help us win the division.
Saquon is awesome, but I also think he sometimes is hit or miss. Now, maybe he's been less hit or miss this year.
He's been mostly hit this year.
Yeah. He's been massive this
year. He's maybe had like
and
one or two down games this
year. Defenses don't have to 100% focus on him because obviously they've got Hurts and they've got two receivers that are really good, and their offensive line is one of the best in the league.
Hey, they might add to wide receiver too. It may not be the move that we think is the most important, but here's the Adam Schefter tweet. In recent weeks, there have been players who privately stated or told their agents they want to be traded to the Commanders.
Mm-hmm.
We're just not used to that.
Nope.
It's not used
when's
to this
place being
a destination for potential trade targets.
I just don't know how that's going to impact this trade deadline, right? I think players probably do want to come here and play for Jaden. But so are they going to tell their... What are they, players that can refuse a trade or something? They're like, I don't even understand how that works.
I would guess they just go to their agent and say, hey, when you're when you're shopping around teams, think about the Commanders. Put them on the list. Mm-hmm. Whereas years before, this place was toxic and nobody wanted to be anywhere around here.
No, well, they can't block a trade, but they're just probably informing their agents, hey, this is a team I'm kind of interested in if they're calling you.
Look, they're going to need some secondary help. I think that's the primary thing they need. Opposing quarterbacks have a 102 passer rating against Washington this year.
Now, if you're looking to make a kind of semi-splashy move, if I'm Adam Peters, I might call the Titans and see what it would take to get Calvin Ridley pried away from the Titans. Because they're not going anywhere. And then you've got a legit 1-2 attack in McLaurin and Ridley. And you can let Noah Brown be the three and whoever else is behind him. That's an interesting name on a team that's not really going anywhere. He's expensive.
Yeah.
He makes a lot of money. That might be the thing that
I just think they're making do with their crew. That none of the fans are excited about it, but they're making do.
Understood, but why?
They're scoring like 30 a game.
Why make do if Peters likes a guy like Ridley and the price is right? I'm just saying it. That should be one of the calls that he's potentially making.
I would be surprised if he's even really obsessing on that.
Yeah, but maybe you want to get better. Like the Chiefs, now they've had injuries. Last week traded for DeAndre Hopkins. And though he didn't have a big splash in terms of production in his first game, I heard one of the analysts say that he was a big reason Travis Kelce went off because the defenses had to pay attention to D-Hop. He was actually only in the field for 32% of the snaps. Mm-hmm. So that made them better. They're an undefeated team who said they were already making do, EB. They were making do with what they had, but they decided to get better. So,
all right.
But if it's not going to cost too much, get better.
And you know what? Maybe they don't make a move. Maybe it just doesn't work out. And teams are asking for too much. Mm-hmm. And it just doesn't work out. But I could see them adding a piece and not giving up a lot.
I just don't know what they could add that would be super helpful and not give up a lot.
Well, what do you think are the weaknesses of this team, right?
Well,
now?
I think secondary.
Right. There's a bunch of trade candidates in the secondary.
And I don't know. I don't know how you stop the run. I don't have no idea.
I think the run stopping to me is a higher priority than the secondary. They're both subpar. But you let the Giants gouge you for 140 in the first half, basically do whatever they want with their running backs and their quarterback against your rushing defense. And you know what the Steelers are going to do when they come in here. They have a top eight rushing offense. They're going to do the exact same thing.
And you know what the Eagles are going to do.
The Giants did, right.
Because the Eagles can do it with Bark and they can do it with Hurts.
Correct.
So you need a big, fat guy, like some 360-pounder.
Yep. You need a big, disgruntled DT to plug in the middle. Along with Johnny Newton and Payne.
I just don't see it. But maybe you're right.
You might be right. They might not do anything.
I'm not saying that they're not going to do anything. I just don't know wedge another win. They kind of have bodies that they seem to like. But maybe you're right. Maybe they just give up on Mathis.
Well, you just make a guy inactive. You know, I mean, there's ways to do that.
Yeah. And who's going to be giving away like a great run stopper?
Calais Campbell.
I mean, how old is that guy?
A billion, but
he's like 38 or 39, right?
I just don't see it. I mean, maybe they will.
So right now, the Commanders are 29th in the NFL stopping the run. They allow 143 yards per game on the ground. Mm. Only teams worse than them, what do they have in common? Cowboys, Colts, and Panthers.
Right.
Loser teams.
Mm-hmm. You don't want to be lumped in with them for anything.
Didn't you say that they gained most of their yardage in that first half?
140 of the 160, whatever.
Yes. And is that just because they didn't run much in the second half?
Well, they
half?
Were trailing.
Yeah, they were yeah, throwing a lot.
I mean, they had to throw the ball to try to compete.
Yeah, and Mark Sanchez doing the game, he made a good point of it. He's like, you can't just lean on the run for 60 mm-hmm. minutes if you want to win a game. He was talking about the Giants, yeah. obviously. Mm-hmm.
There were a lot of people that thought that Mark Sanchez had a very pro-Giants lean on the call during
Did
the
he?
Game. Yeah,
pro-Giants in terms
again,
of...
This is Twitter, okay? So you can't take it that seriously. But a lot of people thought that Sanchez was like going out of his way to praise the Giants and not giving the Commanders a lot of shine.
I just thought mm-hmm. it was a D-list group, for a team that's doing pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
Team that kind of everybody
you're not
wants.
You're a Chris Myers guy?
He's all right.
I like Chris Myers.
Well, he's a nice person.
He's a veteran.
He's a veteran, but it doesn't have the gravitas.
You don't get the A team when there's a 2-6 team facing a 6-2 team.
Yeah, but it's a division rivalry. Jaden's like one of the hottest guys
like,
in the league.
You're going to get an A team when the Steelers are in town
mm-hmm.
because it's 6-2 versus 7-2.
It just brought me back to all the mediocre years. I listened to those two guys. I thought mm-hmm. mediocre.
Is Nance coming back because that's
I'm not
CBS
sure he
game?
Is because he said the week to come would have been like a couple weeks ago.
Right, because he was in Baltimore recently
yeah.
with Romo.
All right, let's pass some of his calls. If anybody thinks that there's a trade out there that you'd like to pull the trigger on, what do you got, about 24 hours or so to get it done?
4 o'clock tomorrow.
Let's go to Ron. Ron, what's up, buddy? What do you think? What would you do? 800-636-1067. Would you make a move?
Yes, sir. I would most definitely try to see what we can do to beef that defense up. Yesterday, watching the game, it just seemed like the Giants running back, they was taking it to us on the inside and whatnot. We go up against Barkley or some heavy hitter running backs. They're going to take it to us even more. We definitely got to do something trying to beef that up. And also, the secondary. I think we can wait for the wide receivers. If somebody is there in the wide receiver that we can go get, that can help Daniels, so be it. But I think the number one focus, honestly, should be on that defensive line because we are definitely struggling.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you. Appreciate it.
Struggling.
I just feel like we're kind of boxed in. But I don't know why I think that. Just roster-wise, I feel like we're kind of boxed in. We just got to play better. Got to communicate yeah. better.
By the way, Barkley's worst game this season was against Cleveland, where he had 18 carries for 47 yards.
Mm-hmm.
His other yardage for the season, 109, 95, 147, 84, 176, 108, 159. And that's not even factoring in what he's doing in the receiving
game. How many total touchdowns does he have total?
He's eight. Got...
rushing and receiving?
Six rushing, two receiving.
So he's got yeah. eight. Yeah,
he's
so
averaging about 6 yards a carry. I mean, that's obviously...
Which is a big uptick from what he was doing in New York.
Yeah.
But the other thing when you face the Eagles is Jalen Hurts has 8 rushing touchdowns.
Right.
Yeah.
So, two-headed monster there. I was just looking at the last 4 games for the Commanders against the run. So, Ravens ran for 4.8 yards per carry, 176 yards. Derrick Henry went for 132, 2 touchdowns. Lamar also ran for 40 in that game. They did a good job against the Panthers, but... it's the Panthers. They only allowed mm-hmm. 95 yards rushing. Then they faced the Bears. They allowed 202 yards rushing, 6.1 yards per carry. Of course, there was one long run in that one.
Mm-hmm.
But long runs are part of the equation.
They count. They count just the same.
And the Giants just went for 164, 5.3 yards per carry. So it's definitely an issue.
Mm-hmm.
There's no getting around it.
Well, it's been an issue all year.
Or
and somehow they found a way to get 7 wins.
Or does Jake, like JK said,
is that prolific?
Does Peter sit back and talk to Quinn and the coaches and go, you know what? We just want to keep all our draft capital, mm-hmm. even acquire more, and just start building for 25, 26, 27.
Right.
Or does he go and go, you know what? We're damn good.
Yeah, we're 7-2. We didn't expect to be here.
I mean, it sounds crazy, but what if he thinks we can win a Super Bowl or at least get there?
Mm-hmm.
But we just then, need that. We just need to add a piece.
If he thinks that this is a Super Bowl team, if they add another piece or two, then he absolutely should make the move. Now I'm not saying give up a first or second rounder, but if you have to part with a third or fourth rounder for somebody you really want.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Might be worth it. By the way, you have the extra third rounder in the Jahan Dotson deal.
Yeah.
So you got extra capital to just wheel and deal with.
800-636-1067. Do you want to see the Commanders make a move? And what move would you make? 800-636-1067. Hey, if your old car or truck has seen better days, you can donate your vehicle to the Purple Heart Foundation and turn that unwanted vehicle into support for our veterans. You'll get free pickup and a tax break, and our veterans will get the life-saving services they need. Call 877-718-HERO or visit purpleheartfoundation.org to donate. 877-718-HERO. That's 877-718-HERO, or go to purpleheartfoundation.org to support our heroes today.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.